flag. So I guess we will open with our prayer. Would anybody like to lead us in prayer? Okay, I will. Oh, Wes will. Perfect.
Most kind and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for our day of life that you have blessed us with to be here and to gather as a group and community. We thank you for all the many blessings, and we beseech you and ask for you and your guidance in all of our endeavors. Help us to be good, caring people. Help us to take care of one another. Help us to do our jobs effectively and efficiently for ourselves as well as the citizens. Please forgive us for our trespasses and help us strengthen and be better people each day. In Jesus' name.
Okay. My name is Jeannie Curry. I am the president of the board. A few things I would like to go over. We do have we've been doing a lot of behind the scenes investigating and work. We just recently, as of yesterday, had a workshop meeting with the PPOA board where we handed them the new PPOA service agreement for our organization. They were going to take some time to look over that and get back with us so we can get an amount status forth to see if the $20 or if they... want to help us, assist us in raising dues if necessary. We have an attorney also out of Fort Worth by the name of Harrison Smith that's been working on the 501c3, trying to get some concrete solidification on that so we can know how to move forward with future grants that follow under that 501c3 guideline. We just renewed our investment, but Ray Reynolds will go over more with that. That's on the treasurer side, but we did just have a revisit with Full Sail, which is who we signed with last year. And then the next thing I have is Kim Scooch, our operations manager, is doing a great job with the information that she is provided on a daily basis, and we look forward to her to continue on in that process. She's very familiar with it. And then next week, four of us will be attending the Texas Department of Emergency Management Services conference in Fort Worth. So we'll be there 4 days learning more about different disaster programs, grant writing programs, CERT programs, just all things with emergency management. And that's all I have on my list.
Okay. Richard Beardsley. We're undergoing a new IT makeover complete on both sides. The EMS side is almost finished, and when that's finished, it'll roll over to the fire side, fiber optic, and all kinds of stuff I don't understand. So the computers will work. We'll have Wi-Fi across both buildings. Everything can talk, phone systems, speakers, and so forth done. And then on the building itself, the new parts, they're close to completion. I would say hopefully by the end of the month, the building portion will be done. They've got some punch list stuff to finish up, but I think for the majority, the cabinets are in, the countertops are in, most of the plumbing's in, water heater, air conditioner, doorknobs, lights. We need cabinet knobs. We've got a sink issue. That's all I'm aware of. So hopefully that'll be done by the end of the month. Now, the IT is going to take a little bit longer, but it's going to be in the old fire station and the new fire station. So I'll throw it to Ray.
So before you get started, Ray, I skipped over and didn't approve the meeting minutes from February's meeting.
All right. I request a motion to approve meeting minutes of February 19, 2026 for the quarterly Board of Directors meeting as written.
I second.
All approving?
Aye.
Aye. Arthur Julio.
All right, right. I'll take it away with the treasurer.
Our tax returns and 990s have been filed for FY 2025. That's the fiscal year ending October the 31st. We're now closing our books and producing in-house financials for the previous month by the 18th of the following month. So we're firm on that. And based on what you've heard me say in the past, that is a significant improvement of where we were several months ago. So we're pleased with our progress there. We met with our consulting accountants today about the Tanner. We're trying to improve on the format and the presentation of the financials to hopefully make them a little more user-friendly and then also perhaps more useful for the users of the financial statement. So we're trying to get that condensed a little bit and a little more user-friendly format. I would say as a side note, mainly for the board, we delivered the requested financials to the PPOA board this afternoon, the financials that they had requested. Just a word on what Jeannie mentioned about the 501 probably C3. We're continuing to work with our Fort Worth attorney to resolve it. He's proposed that we establish another 501A C3 as opposed to converting our current C4 to a C3. So we're working with that. We need a C3 to be able to apply for grants that we're not eligible to apply for as a C4 corporation. Olivia is continuing to pressure us on that because we're holding up her work on making a grant request for our organization. Regarding our meeting with sales is now Mercer, but regarding our meeting with them, we had about a 1 hour meeting, phone meeting with them regarding our investment. It's with Fidelity, and we've had very good return, as I'm sure most of y'all are aware, for this past year. I hope, but I assume that's not going to be indicative of future years. So just so you know, we're invested 60-40, so it's a conservative. We questioned that a little bit with the rep, and he suggested that we stay with that. That is the recommendation that they're making for most nonprofit entities. So we have to go forward with that. But that investment is going very well for us right now. I have a significant, I guess, financial event that I need to report to you, so you need to become aware of. In 2020, during COVID, there was a government program that permitted qualifying entities to secure a loan to assist with financial implications of COVID. Many people applied for this. I have to do with the office windows that time we applied and received. For consultation, fire department, and EMS submitted an application and received a loan of $165,000. You had to use the funds appropriately and report. Use the funds for salary, wages, and other operating expenses, and you had to make proper reports of how you used it. The organization did that, and the loan was forgiven. We followed up a few months ago with our consulting account to see if there was any balance due, and they went out to their website, and there was no balance due at that time. However, about a month ago, Richard, took the call, but we received notification from the Department of Justice that the funds were only available to 501c3 organizations and not for a C4 organization as we are and as was indicated on the application. We talked with the Department of Justice. We've actually talked to our attorney about that to see if in fact that the funds are going to have to be repaid. Her opinion right now is that probably yes. We're still working on that. We've been in contact. Richard been in contact with the Department of Justice about that repayment. Not only is it a repayment of $165, there's also a 25% whistleblower fee that we have to pay. So there is a whistleblower organization that is requesting through the Open Records Act applications for the PPP loans. And they're looking at those, and if anyone was not in compliance and received a loan, they're going to the Department of Justice, and that's where this is coming from. Nothing local. We don't know who the whistleblower is, of course. But anyway, we potentially have a liability of about $190,000 to pay that back. We're working with the Department of Justice on a repayment plan. There is a repayment plan we've paid out over three or four years. We're working with them on that. We're continuing to work with our attorney to see if there is any avenue that we could take where we would have to pay these funds back. The funds were used appropriately, and the funds and the reports were done appropriately to secure the forgiveness of the loan. But that's where we are on that. You need to be aware of that. I'll keep you posted on that as we move forward. That's my report, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okie doke, three separate items. The first, the e-boats that we had since our last meeting. We had an update to Texas Fire Connect and Texas Fire Services. We provided our office manager, who is also our full-charge bookkeeper, Kayla Pittman, a bonus. Updated the Pecan Volunteer Fire Department standard operating policies and bylaws. Appointed Olivia Colley to the Texas Forestry Service to be the sole administrator. And finally, designating that Olivia Colley is required to be the grant administrator / public point of contact for the Texas Forestry Service / Fire Connect for Pecan Plantation VFD EMS Inc. And all of those motions passed unanimously. Next, LED sign. Good news and bad news. First, the bad news, and when I wrote this, it sounded much better in my head. Okay, bad news, comma. Olivia Colley, our fantastic grant writer, due to circumstances beyond her control, was unable to finish the grant for the fire department to pay for the required purchases and repairs for the LED sign. Now the good news is, the grant hurdle has been cleared, so Olivia, our grant writer, absolutely great grant writer and donation gathering machine, who is responsible for attaining well over $900,000, is back at work. In the interim, some pecan plantation residents heard about our grant plight and donated a controller box to the pecan plantation VFD EMS Inc. with the stipulation the sign be used for the VFD EMS auxiliary or as the board sees fit. Fortunately, Richard Beersley, our vice president, has agreed to donate his time to install the necessary wiring enclosures. I make no promises because I've got to do a 15-module training course get the stuff up on the signs. So when I get finished working through that, you're laughing me again. Anyways, I'm working on that, and I'll get that up as quickly as I possibly can, and we get the wiring installed, and the Wi-Fi is up and ready to go. Next, the website update. Look, everybody has seen this. I am moving with glacial swiftness on this. Quite honestly, there have been other things we've been taking care of. The plan here is, and this is all going to be very vague because it's very vague, it's to refresh the site by updating the layout to include the VFD and the EMS. I'm going to be working with the VFD and the EMS to get things on there that they would like to have. The main thing, I think, is the pictures to show the members of the VFD and EMS. Also, I want to have content on there that's not static as it has been. You know, we had a fire the other day I saw online. I don't know who posted the pictures, but it was and they were all, I don't know, five or six different of the local VFDs were there. It was great. I think that kind of stuff needs to show up on our website so that everybody can see the good work. Plus, our EMS folks over here are doing a lot of unsung work in the community, and they kind of need to be recognized too because, I don't know, we had a talk about the amount of runs that they've been doing, and it's going to be maybe possible 4,000 this year? Or is that?
Yeah, probably about 2,000.
Yeah, about 2,000 runs this year, so it's going up by the month. So I want everybody to be aware that the money that they're spending on their dues is being well spent by the VFD and also by the EMS. Okay, last thing is, if there are any questions or comment about how Pecan Plantation Volunteer Fire Department EMS Inc. is operating, please submit those questions on our website. There's right down at the bottom. It's really easy to find. Go to the website. To the bottom is a question or comment link. Please put them in there. So if there's anything you want to know about, I would appreciate it if you put it in there. Otherwise, you'll probably get something, if I have a chance, because I really don't do social media, is you'll get a waiting question on website. So if you submit it on the website, I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. So that is all I have for the day. Thank you, Madam President.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And Johnny didn't have anything to report.
Okay.
So correct. Okay, hang on a second. Are we going to talk about the build-out for the office place? Okay. Okay, next will be EMS Chief Wes Green.
Can everybody hear me over the range? How about now? Okay. All right, currently we're averaging around 4.1 calls per day. The year-to-date total is 572 calls. We've had 15 flights for the year total from flying out of here. Transfers out of Glen Rose, 125, and out of Granbury, we've had 14. Now, currently one of the things that we've instituted is whenever we pick up a Pecan resident, and I encourage you to speak to your neighbors and friends, we're putting an orange band on. And what that is that signifies it's a Pecan resident. If you end up having to be transferred to a different facility, like up north, Harris Downtown, JPS, something like that, it notifies the hospital. Instead of calling another service, they'll call us to come get y'all. So that way we're tending to our own. We've also currently, over the year, level zero, 59 hours and 28 minutes worth of time. Our average shoot time in order to get route to the call is hovering at 2 minutes and 3 seconds, with a turnaround time of 42 minutes and 24 seconds. Now, keeping in mind, that encompasses everything. Sometimes we're doing a transfer, you know, that may last 3 or 4 hours, but the overall time right now is 42 minutes. Medicare validation is complete. Currently underway, we're doing one for Medicaid, and one for the provider license through the Department of State Health Services. As of today, all that paperwork has been submitted and completed. It's all been down in Austin, pending on our approval. I spoke to Kelly Bordeaux in Austin. She said the paperwork is good. The payment was done, so no further action is needed. If you look us up online, it's going to currently show current renewal in progress. Now, we expire at the end of the month, but as long as we're within the renewal process, we are okay to continue as business as normal. She told me to expect it within, hopefully, next week. So that's coming through. Once that's done, that's the last piece I need for Medicaid to get revalidated as well. So all three validations being done by the end of May, hopefully. Let's see here. We're currently also in the process of replacing the AED pads all through the development because apparently they've expired, so we're taking care of those as well. Those have been ordered, and they're being shipped currently from the manufacturer. Openings, we have had one departure, so we have one primary paramedic opening. Currently, we're keeping that opening because we've had one of our EMTs graduate, got to be a paramedic, and now she is going to be a primary paramedic. On July 11th, we're going to have a company-wide meeting. Our medical director, Dr. Axine, will be coming down discussing new protocols. We're going to overhaul the protocols. They're going to get more aggressives, more medications being added into the repertoire. We're also going to do a credentialing process with him, so everybody's going to be able to be checked off and validated at the same time. Now, that being said, I'm hoping that by this point, our paramedic will be finished up with her training, because it's not like we're just throwing to the wolves and being like, no, it's not going to happen that way. We're trying to make sure everything's done really, really solid. He'll be able to get online with her, come down and get that validation tended to. Then she will assume the primary role. One of the part-time EMTs that we have temporarily reinstituted her into the full-time capacity, but she will be the next full-time, so that way it'll be an easy transition over. I believe that was everything we had here. Let's see. But everything completed there by the 11th. As far as fleet issues concerning the fleet maintenance of the truck, I'd like to turn it over to Patrick, who has an update on the fleet.
Done mechanically, the chassis, it runs like a scalded dog. I mean, it really runs well now mechanically. The ambulance vendor that does the work is in Comanche, which y'all know is 90 miles away. It ran great there. But it's been down there now for 3 weeks. They've gone through a bumper to bumper. The quote to get the truck back with the electrical issues repaired, the box repaired, and for that truck to be able to put in service, $57,000. Add all that up and look at all the costs that people have invested in that truck by the time it comes back from this refurbishment, is what I'll call it. You're going to be in that truck for about $270,000. That is expensive, but it is still $100,000 less than the cost of buying a new truck from scratch. And then we also, I think I told y'all one email we got back from another Eagle and Center. It's
forget to mention the PPOA is going to get us an exact count of the number of defibrillators that we have, so that way we can actually keep track and make sure that it's on a monthly schedule where they're always being validated every month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Close to being done. There's still things that we need on for the building that we thought we were going to have money for. Now that we're out of ARPA money, we need some more money to get things for the building.
Okay.
So.
Can I get your PO for it, please? That's it? Okay. All righty. Thank you very much, Chief Taylor. And we don't have any other business, so meeting adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Let me scratch that adjourn out here. Let's get going.
I wrote them in the order that they signed up.
Oh, I thought you said there was nobody. Excuse me. All right. Julie, Gillette? Yes.
This is a really small thing, but I've noticed online that a lot of people just maybe don't understand how to get financial information.
Mm-hmm.
And as you all know, as a 501, the Board of Health legally has to be a fee to provide financial upon request. So I'm assuming that people can either make an appointment, come to the office,
yep,
to do financial,
yep,
and that once the web gets up,
it'll all be put on
there, is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's what the goal is.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you,
Julie.
Okay,
Julie Logan.
Sure. Okay.
My 90-year-old parents live just south of Denton, and they're requiring a little more time and effort on my part. I will do everything I can to get to them as quickly as I can. I can't guarantee it, but I will try and say that I will do it in less than a week. So if you don't get an answer, there's no subterfuge. I'm not hiding anything. It's not that I don't want you to know. It's just I'm busy doing something I really need to take care of. So that's, but yeah, we'll get to it as rapidly as I possibly can. There's just other things I got going. But no, thank you very much.
Now adjourn. Is it safe now? 6:33.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone. Good meeting.